Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast for the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery. Two grand prize homes to win. Visit homelottery.com.au.
Triple M. Ruined Dits. Top three things you need to know.
Two Down Under, Roo. What's the story?
Well, they're saying it might not go ahead, Dits, which will be another big loss to the state. Pretty obvious reasons why. The people can't travel from overseas and all the teams are from overseas. So if they were going to do it, they would have to quarantine for a couple of weeks, which for an elite athlete is not,
yeah, and
not,
big
not
teams.
An easy
so you'd
thing.
Have a hotel full of teams that, yeah, can't ever leave or train or do anything. And you've got the Tour Down Under and the Superloop 500. They're our two massive draw card events, aren't they? So it's pretty big news. However, the good thing I did see on the news last night, Mike Smithson did the story on Channel 7, is that it will return for 2021. So hopefully, well, yeah.
22.
Sorry, 22, you're right. But you would hope that that is the case, that it's purely because of the COVID situation.
It is purely COVID.
Yeah, it'll come back the following year.
I don't know what the eyes on Adelaide are during that time worldwide, but it would be like millions
significant,
and
yeah.
millions of people,
yeah.
wouldn't it?
But also, all of those crazy cyclists in their Lycra that travel from around Australia and come here for a week and just ride on all our roads, like they all come here and stay as well.
The dollars spent here would be massive.
Yeah.
The eyeballs on Adelaide is a great place. If we could pull it off and get it and showcase again that South Australia is one of the safest states in the world, it would be huge. If they could somehow make them come here and quarantine and, you know, and make it happen, it'd be great. I was speaking to Tim Nielsen, who played state cricket for South Australia. Is he involved in Australian cricket at the moment? I think
he was Australian team coach. He's not anymore, obviously, but he's been involved.
He must be involved because he was saying all of the Sheffield Shield sides are here at the moment, quarantining.
And
they're all going to be playing here. They've started playing some games. And if cricket fans are listening right now and going, no joke, we've known this for a couple of weeks, I'm sorry, but I don't follow it closely. But, they're all here.
All right.
All in the hub and doing what AFL sides have been doing, like the Victorian sides have been doing, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a boost for
us.
Did
you know that?
No, I didn't. No. All right, makes two of us. What else is making news, Roo?
There's been a nurse who has had light fingers, Dits. Mm. We know that nurses and doctors have a higher chance of being drug addicts than normal people in the population because of their access to them, I think is a stat. I haven't got that right.
Okay.
Anyway, this nurse, she's definitely had a crack. Mm. She's stolen morphine and fentanyl 160 times in 2 months.
You're joking. 160 times.
She's worse than your grandpa knocking off stuff. 100, or your uncle, which one was it?
No, they both had a go.
Both had a crack.
Yeah.
You'll be next. 160 times she's knocked off in a two-month period, falsifying records and forging signatures to get scripts and things like that. So, there you go.
Actually, I know a fellow who goes around South Australia investigating that sort of stuff. And you're right. What you said is right. It's surprising how often it happens.
Just because they're access to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And stress of the job and all those sorts of things. But yeah, it's amazing.
Cannabis, medicinal cannabis. 70,000 people, subscriptions have been given to Australians in the last 4 years. So I didn't think we were legally allowed to.
Yeah, I thought we were still fighting to legalise it.
6,000 in September alone. So,
okay. So this is growing and it's going to take off.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, if the doctors are giving it the all clear, that's a bit of a step in the right direction. We covered yesterday about Tony Modra and the wrestler.
Yeah.
He trademarked Modra's name and was going by the name Tony Modra in American wrestling. Mod spoke, the advertiser. I spoke to him too. He's not happy about it. Says it's a bit cheeky and a bit disrespectful, and I tend to agree with him, to be honest.
I mean, you wouldn't like it, would you?
I don't think anyone. No. I think, you know, if he's from Adelaide and he's a fan, wouldn't you ring him first?
Yeah, I think so. It's not that
I mean, you're not legal. You don't legally have to, but that's not always the way you do business just because it's legal or illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, Mod's apparently not too enamoured with it, and yeah, we all understand. And finally, Diet Coke, which I must admit I've smashed over the years, and now sort of Zero Coke or whatever it's called.
And why do you smash it?
Because I thought it was the right thing to do. I thought that if you drank, you know, normal Coke, it was just loaded with sugar. So I thought, well, I won't do that. I'll start drinking Diet Coke. Turns out the French have done a study, 100,000 people over 10 years. So it's a significant study. It's not just a few people. And they found out it's no good. All the stuff in Diet Coke can cause stroke and all sorts of issues. So, yeah, not good.
Yeah, you're still 20% more chance of getting all the diabetes and all that sort of stuff. So what they say is just don't drink any of it at all.
Drink water, they reckon. Yeah. A bit boring.
Where would cordial rate in that? I grew up, my treat at Wakery was having a bit of cordial.
Yeah, but concentrate. Cordial's got more sugar than anything ever in the world.
Yeah, but we only used to have like a... Less than a centimetre in the bottom of the cup.
Yeah.
No, that stacks up.
I'm just looking at it. That explains a lot. Yeah,
that was our treat.
Yeah, you obviously had too much of it.
Too much cordial?
Yeah. No, explains a lot.
It was orange cordial. It wasn't red.
The orange is the worst.
Is it?
Oh, hell.
What about the green?
No, I didn't have that as well,
A bit of green.
You're buggered.
Oh, every now and then you get the blue.
The
cop car.
Did you drink that as well?
Yeah, you got the cop car.
Oh, you should.
The green's the garbage truck.
Go and have a check.
Red's the fire truck.
Yeah, righto.
And the orange is the orange.
Or if you went to the pub with the old man,
orange is the dits.
You got fruit cup. You got them all.
I got Bailey's at the pub. My uncle was the publican.
Put him to sleep. Righto, 650. That unruly
uncle
kid.
Ian.
Give him something.
SAS Australia. We've been speaking about it. It's an interesting show. Even you, Dits, said it's more reality TV than every other reality TV show that's out there, because they are actually doing real things. If you get called going through an SAS course and trying to find out how far you can push yourself physically and mentally, it's real. So they deliberately try and break you. They're trying to push you to the edge. They interrogate individuals to find out what they're doing on the show, what their background is, and what they want to get out of life. Mm-hmm. And I find that interesting. They ask the questions that the fans want to listen to, whether you're Candace Warner that got caught in the toilets with Sonny Bill Williams, why that happens, or Chappelle Corby, you know, why you're a drug dealer, or did you do the drug dealer, why Jackson Warne would come on the show when he's got a life that's, got the money behind it, whether you're Merrick Watts or Mitchell Johnson, who's been a successful fast bowler. So it is interesting hearing all about the reasons why they choose to go on there.
All right, Alice the Wag has joined us in the studio. Alice, you are obsessed with it. What do you like about it? Yeah, you're on.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I can't hear myself. I'm super hooked on it.
Yep.
I think it's because it's actually a real reality TV show. So they're not allowed to get away with any crap.
Mm.
It's just, it is what it is. The SAS guys are just so ruthless on them. And there's just something about watching people that you've kind of grown to hate, like bachelorettes and stuff, getting absolutely pummeled. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Jackson Warne. Let's have a listen to him.
It's always... Oh, that's Shane Warne's son, Jackson. That's Jackson. I just want to be Jackson. Doing this, I know I can prove to people that no matter how easy my childhood was, I can still do the tough stuff and still push myself physically and mentally.
That's why you're here, isn't it?
Friends-wise and family, whenever I'm always in a group of people, I always have found a way just not being able to interact with people, just because I don't know if they assume about me or whatever they... I just don't feel comfortable in groups.
Well, right
teams.
Now, listen. Drop that shit behind you. Forget it. You've stepped into an arena with everybody else. You're all f***ing equal.
Yeah, that's right.
You have an opportunity, just like they do. Don't be worried to be knocked down. Make a fool of yourself. Get back up again. But at the minute, you're hiding and you're sort of slithering away and talking yourself out of it.
You've got to break that shell. You've got to start interacting with people, finding out their strengths, finding out your weaknesses, helping them develop your strengths and weaknesses and vice versa.
Now, I haven't seen it, but doesn't he still leave the show as Shane Warne's son, surely?
Yeah, of course he does. What do you think? He changes his name.
No, but he's saying, but I'm here because I don't want to just be Shane Warne's son. But that's why he is there. That's how he got chosen. He can never shake that, can he?
Yeah, but he's just proving that he has more to offer to the world than just being the label of Shane Warne's son.
Okay. He's trying actually to got find a bit of out whether he can do it as well. And as it works out, he doesn't. He can't. He's not capable of it, and he can't even keep up. He can't be a team leader, and he falls off, and, he's he just can't hack it.
Right.
Which would be interesting for his dad to watch, I would think. I'm not sure if he'd be happy that he had a go, and even if he didn't make it, or whether he'd be a little bit disappointed.
See, it's funny because Rue and I have total different outlooks on that. See, I look at him, I go, God, I'd be really proud of him, because you can tell how much he's struggling. Mm-hmm. But every challenge, he's still in it. Like, he hasn't left yet.
Yep.
Mitchell Johnson has left, and Jackson Warne hasn't. So as much as he is struggling, he's only 21, and he's giving it a red hot crack.
Yeah, he is giving it a
go. So what happened to Mitchell Johnson?
Mitchell Johnson just cracked in the end. He come out and said he's battled depression his whole life. He had it as a kid. And while he played footy, he could block it out just because he had to be a fast bowler, and he's in the public eye. So he just kept doing it. And now that he's finished up and he's got more time on his hands, it's come to get hold of him again.
Move number 15.
Come on.
Let's go, guys. Come on.
What do you want to do? 3-4 times you stop now. War's over for you.
I can't make excuses. It's just not good enough.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm coming home, so I'm done. I just couldn't do it. I just thought mentally I'd be a bit stronger, that's all.
After not playing cricket and not being competitive for a couple of years, it was something that I needed to do for myself. And disappointed, obviously. A quite emotional sort of feeling for me, because I always have high expectations of myself, but I couldn't push any further. Then that's something you have to accept.
Talked his way out of it. He's got the ability, but couldn't get his head right to push through it, could he?
I bawled my eyes out when he left. It was really sad. Yeah, he's the first guy to leave. And when you look at all the men in there, you think probably he was going to get to the end. He's just so physically strong. And to see a fully grown strong man like that completely break down and be the first to do so,
it shows
really
you
hard.
How important the mind is. When we talk about footy or any sport or whatever, it's played above your shoulders. He's not there. Mm. Not in a disrespectful way. He's got depression. He can't get his head right to push himself through it. What about the actor? What's his name?
Faraz.
Who is John Ibrahim in Underbelly. Is the most annoying bloke in the show by a country mile. Just can't keep his mouth shut. When you're dealing with SAS leaders, it's yes staff, no staff. You've got to show respect. Mm. He can't. He's always got some smart ass comment. Like if they say, is your water bottle full? It's 97% full. So as soon as you say that, everyone gets a penalty. They hate his guts, and so do I. By the way, Candace Warner comes out like a shining light. She's a trooper. She's got some grunt about her, so is the female footballer. And Merrick Watts, who's had a few interesting moments throughout the show, actually stood up to Faraz and said, pull your socks up because we all hate you, basically.
Oh, really?
Which made me like Merrick so much.
Really?
I've always thought he was a bit of a loser.
Yeah.
But watching him stand up to Faraz for being a loser, I was like, yeah, Merrick, your team, me.
Does he wear his dark sunnies on it like he did the day he came in?
No, sir!
Right?
No.
Okay.
He's been trying. He's actually been trying hard.
And he's the oldest on it.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 46 on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But fit. Yeah. Right. It's a great show. Get on it.
There you go. Yep. That's Rue and Alice's take on SAS.
104.7 Triple M. He writes jokes for the front bar, and his mates call him Rosie. Oh, please welcome to Triple M's Rue and Dits for Breakfast, Adam Rosenbach.
Be up and about, Dits, wouldn't
Should
he?
Be.
Oh, good
Should
morning, be. Boy.
Hey. Last night, the lockdown, we were out at midnight.
Oh, mate, I'm at the pub right now, fellas. It's not going to open for a few hours, but I'm hoping to get in there the moment they open the doors at midday and be kicked out by one. I'm setting myself. I'm going hard. Tell you what, I'm struggling to find a pub that's showing the Sheffield Shield, though. I mean, that's all people are talking about now that the footy's finished, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the sure. Sheffield Shield. We love that.
Oh, who doesn't? You know what? I was actually hoping that lockdown might have lasted another 6 months or so, just so Richmond supporters couldn't leave the house.
Yeah, yes.
We do not need them out in public, I tell you that much.
No.
What's happening in the animal world, Rosie?
Well, there's a bit going on this week. Apparently, there was an article the other day that said that dogs suffer midlife crises.
No.
Dogs do.
Yeah. So they get to, apparently when they get to about three or four in their age, that they actually go through a midlife crisis. Oh. And you can kind of pick it. Like, they'll only sniff the asses of younger, hotter dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yep.
Yep. Their kennel is a convertible. And you can tell, like, if a golden Labrador becomes a chocolate Labrador because he's used just for dogs.
Just for dogs.
Yeah, no, they're sure signs, for sure.
I like that. And then there was another dog in Queensland. I don't know whether you saw this. There's a cute little Labrador in Queensland who became so fat that he got stuck in his dog door. And they had to cut the dog door out of the door. And he was just wandering around, happy as Larry, just wandering around. And they sort of thought that he became really fat. They said because when someone, like, when they threw him the ball, he'd order an Uber to go and get it.
A doggy door is like airplane seats for humans. Like, they just seem to be shrinking.
So. Yeah, they knew there was an issue when he became too fat to lick his own balls.
Oh, well, we'll have to find a playmate for that. What else is happening, Rosie? What's happening on the moon?
Well, there's a bit going on the moon the last week. There's been a couple of stories. Apparently NASA is putting 4G on the moon.
Why?
Yeah, well... That's a very good question. I can't even get NBN to my house, but astronauts can watch Netflix. So there's even 4G up there, which is still better the reception than you'd get from Vodafone. But I've got to say, just a quick thing, you've got to be careful if you are on the moon to turn your roaming data off, because those fees will kill you.
Wouldn't that be expensive? Yeah.
Also, there was an article yesterday that said that they've discovered water on the moon.
Right. Really?
Right.
Yeah. Apparently an Italian astronaut was up there just hosing down where the lunar buggy had been. They clean the driveway.
Look out. And a woman is suing Woolworths. She slipped on a grape.
Yes, she's suing Woolworths for $1.3 million. Is she sure it was a grape and not just a greasy ushy? I mean, you've got to...
Yeah, look the same.
Got to be checking that. And, you know, she's suing for $1.3 million less... all the money she saved putting an avocado through as a potato in the self-checkout.
Find me a grape berry, please.
Yeah, but you know what, right? These things can happen. It's happened to me. Like, once when I was in Aldi, I slipped on a jet ski.
They just get in the way, don't they? Yeah,
yeah, they do. Yeah. So I'm about to leave it there, boys, but I will say this is Halloween is on Saturday, and I'm going to be dressing up as someone who... looks like they haven't had sex since the start of lockdown, so it's going to be great.
Trick or treat.
Yeah, I hope it's a treat.
Good on you, Rosie.
Thanks, boys.
There
catch you next week.
Adam Rosenbach. This story has been in court for 7 weeks. I say story. This trial has been in court. It's dragged on for 7 weeks. The jury's deliberated for 5 days, and last night they went until the early hours of the evening, the late evening, and came out with a hung jury. And I don't know what that means. I thought you walk scot-free, maybe. This is about a lady called Caroline Nielsen, who's 29, allegedly bludgeoned her mother-in-law to death in Valley View. And they can't reach a verdict. Deanna Williams from Channel 7 is all over the story. Deanna, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
So what happens with a hung jury?
Basically, a hung jury means that the jury of 12 people just can't find a reason to either convict or acquit. They are basically deadlocked. So for 5 days, 8 weeks, 5 days, up to 40 hours of deliberations, they really can't decide whether she's innocent or guilty. They've been going back into the courtroom, talking, mulling over all of the evidence, and they just couldn't decide last night, so the judge decided to let them go.
All right. Now, none of us are experts in the legal matters here, but you always hear about beyond reasonable doubt. There must be enormous doubt if it's a hung jury, so therefore doesn't she walk free? How does it work?
No, she doesn't. No, not at all. It just means they can't decide. So it means she stays in custody for the moment and another trial has to be heard.
We go back to the start.
Go back to the start. Another jury, another 12 people are chosen, another jury, an entire trial has to be heard. Having said that, her lawyers have indicated that they'll have a hearing, what they call a mention hearing, in a couple of weeks, possibly a week, where they'll make a bail application, because she's been in custody for over 2 years now. It happened 4 years ago. She's been in custody for a couple of years. They're going to flag making a bail application.
Out of the jury of 12, Deanna, do they say what the
split was in terms of guilty, not guilty, or
No, you don't. You don't find out any of that. All you know is that a couple of times they've come back with questions, clarifying what does it mean to have reasonable doubt, what they can take from some of the evidence. So you don't really know how many of them were stumped, whether you know whether it was split, whether there were just a couple who couldn't agree. You don't have any idea of those sorts of details.
So does it have to be unanimous? When you say hung, it doesn't mean it's split down the middle. It could be even 11-1, could it?
It could be. So for a guilty verdict, it has to be unanimous.
Right.
The judge gave them a direction a couple of days ago, I think it was, where he said, look, you know it has to be unanimous for a guilty verdict, but if you want to acquit, it has to be 10 or more. So for a not guilty plea, it could have been 10 people or 11 people.
Right. And the judge is the only one who knows the breakdown?
He doesn't even know that.
Okay. Well, who does know?
No, he doesn't know that.
Who does know, though?
Only the jurors.
So they know if it's 8-4, or they just know their own vote?
No, they know what everyone else is thinking.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Deanna, I saw one of your reports earlier in the week where you said they may come back with some questions. So what did they actually ask the judge? Was there anything juicy to come out of this?
Not really. They just, it's a lot of it, it's very technical. It's a very technical case, as you know. There's a lot of evidence, a lot of it's circumstantial, and they had a lot to go through, like Apple Watch evidence. That was really fascinating. So the Apple Watch plotted the steps that Myrna took from the time she got home to the time she got inside and allegedly bludgeoned to death by we don't know who now, because Caroline's an accused person. She's saying there were two men there. There was a lot of complex stuff for them to go through. We knew it wasn't going to be a quick verdict one way or the other. But, wow, we didn't expect it to be 5 days and over 40 hours.
All right, so Caroline is saying that two men came into the house and bludgeoned her mother-in-law to death. Caroline was found tied up. She was bound. So she's being accused of doing that to herself, isn't she?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what the prosecution is saying. And she's saying, no, it was the men who attacked Myrna who then attacked her, and she managed to get to the next-door neighbour and raise the alarm.
All right. Well, fascinating story, Deanna. Well done, and we'll keep following it. Now, before you leave us, Deanna, tell me, I'm not trying to age you here at all. How many years have you been working in the news? This is the biggest story.
Something like in television about 30-something.
30-something
years.
1-2
or something.
Unbelievable. Gee. You'll end up with a gold watch or something, won't you?
Yeah, oh, no, please, not a gold watch.
Yeah, from the Aussie Post.
Good on you, Deanna.
I think you've been around the same time, Dick.
Sorry?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you were much more before me. But you are still a real sprightly young thing.
You've had another go.
No, she was, though.
Can you deal with him, please?
I'll sort him out for you.
Deanna Cronin reading Channel 9 News years and years and years ago. Yeah, now Deanna Williams at Channel 7.
You're saying she's old.
No, I just said that. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I'm saying she's very experienced in the news game is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you'll keep.
Thank you. Righto. If we ring you next week, will you take our call?
I'll take Ru's call.
Yeah, righto. Exactly.
Good on you, Deanna.
See you, boys.
Thank you, Deanna Williams there on Channel 7.
I can't believe you did that, dude.
Triple M, helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days. Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1300 Automasters.
Every day we've had different stories, Ru. They've been very, very varied, haven't they?
Yeah, sure have been. And we're up to day number 38, so still another dozen or so lucky South Australians.
All right, who have you got on the line today?
Got Nicole on the line from Rosewater. G'day, Nicole.
Good morning.
What would you like to say? What would you like us to do? How can we help?
I would really love a mattress for my little boy. We're transitioning him into his big boy bed. And I unfortunately got ripped off on Gumtree.
Oh, no. You got ripped off on Gumtree.
No. How old is your little boy?
He's just gone 2.5.
Yeah, and what's his name?
Jack.
Jack.
Little Jack. All right, I've got a Jack. So what happened on Gumtree?
Well, I had been looking for a king single bed for him. Had inquired about a couple, missed out on them by minutes. Finally found one, said to this lady, yes, hold it for me, I'm coming, leave it, yes, I want it. Went to pick it up, loaded in the car, got home, put it together that weekend, and my husband said to me, oh, it looks a bit small.
Oh, no.
We measured it. It's only a single.
Oh, wow. Big Jack. God, he needs a king single, doesn't he?
He does.
So many crooks on Gumtree. Oh, they're the buggers.
All right. How are things going? Am I right in saying that your husband's been made redundant as well?
He was when our son was 4 weeks old. He was made redundant, but he's lucky enough now to have a part-time job.
Okay.
Which is fantastic. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go back to my job after my Centrelink payments are up. But obviously losing one whole wage was a big experience.
All right. So you're after a mattress.
Please.
Well, what do you reckon, Ruth?
Yeah, we can do that. No dramas at all. We can shout you $300 you can put towards buying a new mattress, okay? How's that sound?
Sounds lovely. And I will donate my not-so-king single to anyone who needs a single bed.
Good on you. Well done, Nicole.
Good on you, Nicole.
Well, bad luck about what happened on Gumtree, but hopefully this goes a small way into helping Jack grow into a real man, all right, in his own special bed.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so
much. Good on you, Nicole. Well done. And also, thanks to Automasters, Rue. They've helped us with all of these. So get into Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Rue, getting ripped off on Gumtree. Would you believe it? That was our 50 ways in 50 days today, wasn't
it? Yeah, poor lady tried to get a bed for a two-year-old to get out of the cot and into a, you know, king single. But when they got it to the house, it was just a normal single.
Here she is, Nicole. Have a listen.
Well, I had been looking for a king single bed for him. Inquired about a couple, missed out on them by minutes. Finally found one, said to this lady, yes, hold it for me, I'm coming, leave it, yes, I want it. Went to pick it up, loaded in the car, got home, put it together that weekend, and my husband said to me, oh, it looks a bit small.
Oh, no.
We measured it. It's only a single.
All right, so
there'd be some horror stories out there. Yep. There'd be plenty of them.
It's happened in our household. One of my family members wanted to
shafted.
Buy. Yes, someone was buying a camera. Spent $400.
What?
We've never seen it.
Wired the money?
Went to the police about it. Nothing. There was nothing we could do. Apparently, so.
Well, they wired the money before they got the camera.
Yep. Paid up.
Bam. Bam.
I know. Not good. So we were victims. We got done. Have you been done?
No, I don't deal on Gumtree too much. But one of my great mates is an avid Gumtree user, and he has a lot of success.
Really?
There, actually, he's probably the one ripping people off.
Loves it.
But you can sell so much gear on, and apparently, Dits, in COVID times, it has been going absolutely bananas.
Right.
So there'll be heaps of stories out there of people getting shafted on Gumtree. Let's hear them, Dits. Let's hear them.
Righto, 1-333-53. How's this? $100 voucher to the National Wine Centre, the magnificent wine bar and restaurant and everything out there at the National Wine Centre. For our best story, give us a ring. 1-333-53. Being ripped off on Gumtree, what a horrible feeling, Rue.
Yeah.
You paid your cash and you're expecting this favourite thing of yours to turn up.
Phones are going crackers. Let's go to Lobethal. G'day, Aaron.
Hey, boys, how are you?
You been shafted?
Yeah, pretty badly, actually, unfortunately.
Okay, tell us about it quickly.
So, at Christmas with the bushfires, unfortunately, I got caught in it with my family. We lost everything.
No, you poor bugger.
Yeah, it wasn't a great day for anyone, unfortunately. And I tried to buy a graphics card, so for a computer to play games on.
Yep.
Sent the guy the money. He said he'd post it. He just blocked me and never replied.
Oh, no. How much did you spend, Aaron?
$250, I think, from memory.
After you've lost everything else... Just a bit of a kick on the top, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all right. Sorry about that, Aaron, but thanks for telling us about it.
Let's go to Aldinga. G'day, Trish. G'day, Trish. What's happened to you? See you later, Trish.
She lost her phone on Gumtree,
lost her voice. Yeah. Let's go to Hallett Cove. G'day, Greg.
G'day, guys. How you going?
What's happened to you, Greg? You sound down.
Well, I found this jet ski, which was probably a little bit of a bargain. And on Gumtree, looked at it in the photos. I communicated with the guy, and we were keen to get it. And in the end, before I paid him his deposit, he sent down his details, his driver's license and other work license and stuff, albeit expired. So I paid the $500. Well, he never showed. And anyway, I contacted him, then his number was disconnected, went through the whole thing. Anyway, in the end, I thought, well, it's going to be right off it. I got a couple of mates in the cops, and they pointed me to a website where you report this sort of thing. The police picked it up, and with a bit of help with them and knowing a couple, they actually located the guy 6 months later.
Yes.
Gave him the choice, either repay the deposit or we're going to make it really hard for you and take you to court.
Right.
What'd he do?
He paid up.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's a happy ending.
All right, so there is a website, ending. Is there, Greg?
There is actually a website. I was just trying to find it. I can't remember the name of it. But,
That's all right. Someone will know, good.
Text it through the Automasters text line.
Good on you, Greg. Thanks for that.
0488 51047 when you remember. Let's go to Elizabeth. G'day, Joseph.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. Yeah, I was trying to sell a monitor on Gumtree for $100. It was a bit of a bargain, to be honest. But the guy, he talked me down to $80. I thought, okay, done. He rocks up and he thought he was going to get my entire computer, which was in the background of the photo. I'd only just built it and it was worth over $2,000. I'm like, sorry, mate, it was just for the monitor. And he's like, oh, I thought I was getting the whole thing. I'm, nah, mate, you know, I'm like, turning him away.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Thanks, Joseph. Let's go to Clemson. G'day, Brian.
G'day, fellas. How are you going?
Good, Brian. Thanks.
Yeah, I had a guy try to rip me off. I put a piece of furniture on Gumtree, free pickup, and I get a guy send me a message, is it clean? I wrote back, yes. He goes, does it work? I said, yes. He goes, where do you live? I said, Clemson. He goes, oh, that's really good. You're near my mother. I said, what's that got to do with me? I'm text. He said, well, she's there in half an hour if you can drive around and deliver it. I said, you do realise it's free and delivery? He goes, oh, I thought you'd drop it off as a good favour.
Some people just want everything, don't they?
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah.
Hey, what about Aaron from Lobethal, Roo? We should send him down to the National Wine Centre. What do you reckon?
I agree 110%.
All right, $100 voucher for you, Aaron. The National Wine Centre, they're holding a Kangaroo Island Wine Dinner Showcase coming up on November the 12th. You can book at nationalwinecentre.com.au.
Triple M. Brew and Dits, top three things you need to know.
Daily update on what's happening with borders, with Victoria, what's happening in pub. Let's hear from our Police Commissioner, Grant Stevens.
All the indicators at the moment are looking very good for Victoria. We're looking for Victoria to get through a period where there is no community transmission. Hard border will be the first thing that we lift, but then free travel between Victoria and South Australia would be that next step.
Yep, that's fair enough. What about standing up?
Hospitality was a particular aspect of conversation today. There were no decisions at this point, but it is actively being considered.
I think what we've got at the moment is a new type of norm.
What I want to ask them when we speak to either the Commissioner or Stephen Marshall is, what does he, because people aren't allowed to stand up and drink in a pub, I want to know the difference between standing up and drinking and sitting down and drinking and how the virus can be different in one or the other. But then I also want to know, when they aren't doing it in pubs and they're not dancing in pubs, what do they think's happening in every household?
What do you mean?
When they have house parties and things like that. Do you reckon all the young people are doing that? Do you reckon they did it on grand final day everywhere?
Inconsistencies. What about, you received a message earlier this morning about Little Athletics. What was that about?
Little Athletics was that there was a big sports day down at Mile End, and parents weren't allowed to go down there, but we're going to have 26,000 at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, see, that's a good point. Why can't you go and watch your kids do Little Athletics out in the open? Yeah, but we can cram into Adelaide Oval.
Maybe they didn't get a COVID safe plan organised down there, but that was a bit different. The TDU, the Tour Down Under, is in big doubt for January. It's only, 70, 80 days away now or something like that. This is a huge event for spending in Adelaide, like with the accommodation and shops and
all the
visitors that come here. But equally, and maybe even more importantly, the amount of eyeballs on Adelaide worldwide with cycling fans gives us great marketing. And this would be another sort of kick in the belly if that doesn't go ahead.
Yeah, so we're saying that all of the teams come from Europe, the government's saying that they, because they come from Europe, they would have to quarantine, and it's going to make it just about impossible for all of that to happen, really.
How many teams are there?
I don't know, but
10?
Yeah, at least that, yeah. Yeah.
We've got 6 Sheffield Shield sides here at the moment. We had 18 footy sides quarantining.
Yeah. Yep, but just think of all the people that travel to Adelaide during that period. You get all of those amateur cyclists from all over Australia that come here and just want to ride around our streets and up the hills.
And the overseas visitors can't come as well.
Yep. So, no, big decision. But the good thing is, though, it was announced yesterday that it'll definitely be back on the following year.
Yeah, it's so only
we're
a COVID.
Yeah, so we're not going to lose it. So that's good.
No, it's, that's right.
Now, follow up yesterday to Mods. We talked about the Tony Modra story with WWE, where they've trademarked his name. What's the follow up, Ruth?
Well, he's quoted in the advertiser saying he's not happy about it. He thinks it's a bit cheeky and, you know, not the right thing to do, just sort of cashing in off his name. And. Mm. You know, if he is from Adelaide, which he is, the wrestler, why wouldn't you just say you were going to do it and talk to him and say, look, I admire you. Do you mind if I do it?
Yeah.
Probably because if Mod says no, then he can't do it.
Yeah, but, well, that's how it should be, though.
But they're the silly rules in the world we live in. But, yeah, Mod's not happy about it. And we spoke to Greg Griffin yesterday. He can't get a dollar out of it. So, and cannabis use in terms of medicinal marijuana is on the rise big time in Australia. 70,000 people have had prescriptions from doctors in the last 4 years, but a massive 6,000 in September. So it's definitely on the up. I think it's only a matter of time before becomes legal, isn't it, Dits?
You'd think so, because everyone seems to be raving about it. Anyone that's been on it, cancer patients seem to love it. So anyway,
epilepsy. I know people that use it for epilepsy.
A lot of
for
positivity,
their kids, and it works fantastically.
Yeah. Yeah. So if your doctor's Cheech or Chong, you're half a chance of getting it.
And Diet Coke, Dits. You're a Diet Coke lover.
Yeah, I drink loads of it.
Not good for you.
The French have come out and said that they've done a 10-year study, and a big study, 100,000 people, so it's not insignificant, and the results are in that you are far more likely to have a stroke and other real serious ailments if you drink this stuff that's got this, the artificial sweetener in it.
There's a few bad substances in there, so they say just stay off all of it and you'll be happier.
All right, that's what's making news. Now, what about the controversy of the greatest of all time with AC/DC today in at number 3? Now, Bruce Abernathy from Channel 7, AC/DC Tragic, just cannot believe it.
Well,
he's beside himself.
Check the betting. Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's something going wrong here.
How can they come in at number 3?
Someone said, I suppose the DMAs are number 1. That was funny. What else have we got? Stavros goes, the producers haven't done a Lee Matthews, have they? And put down the wrong name. So that was a good one.
That's possible.
On a different subject, SAS Australia is a lot like the Crows pre-season camp. That's from Kyle. another one, Dits, that was shocking. You basically called her old.
Was that about Deanna Williams? I'm not trying to age you here at all. How many years have you been working in the news? This is the biggest story.
Something like in television about 30-something.
30-something
years. 1, 2 or something.
Unbelievable. Gee. Good on you,
Deanna. I think you've been around the same time, Dick.
Sorry?
Yeah, exactly.
No, you were much more before me. But you are still a real sprightly young thing. Look, I was trying to point out longevity and how good she is and how experienced she
and
is.
At the same time, you were saying she is
I was
on.
Not. I wasn't.
She's still looking good, unlike you, buffoon.
Yeah. Fair point.
From someone else. So a lot of good texts there, but people just can't believe that AC/DC at number 3.
Yeah, but you'll hear it all at lunchtime today and then their best song at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The Metros are coming in next.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Righto, Roo, we've got the lads in. We've got Josh from our production team. We've got Midday Sam Morrison, who does all our audio, and Nails from Sales. And Nails, what's happening in the Congo this week? Any shares for us?
I've got a couple of specky gold mines for you.
Ooh.
Righto. I just got to remember the codes.
They're that specky.
Come on.
Don't even want to know them.
ask me again next week and I'll...
They might have gone up by then.
It's not called Cahiba, is it?
Is that CHB?
CHK.
CHK, that's the one.
Close enough. Is it?
Yeah, it is actually.
See, you blokes hear this.
Come on.
Yeah, I have.
You all hear the same rumours. You get sucked in, you bloke.
You'd be the one wishing you'd bought in.
Righto. CHK.
Check him out.
Get on. Hey, I want you to have a listen to this little promo video.
It's a training platform that teaches men how to do housework. through simple, fun online videos. I decided to launch Train My Mate after a survey found that 75% of women have actually been turned off their partners because of housework. So it's clear from the data and from conversations with women that housework is an issue in a lot of relationships.
75%
are turned off because they don't do anything.
All right. Got another one here.
New statistics show Australian women are contributing the most to housework, with one in five now responsible for mowing the lawns too.
What?
The figures show a third of women take care of home improvement projects like painting, while men do about a fifth of the cooking, vacuuming and bathroom duties.
That's a straw that broke the camel's back. When your wife starts pushing the lawnmower...
You touch my lawnmower.
There's a relationship breaking right down.
Although if you do insist...
Yeah. You're a shocker. I can see you on the couch. Yeah, no, Kate, you missed a bit.
What do you like at home, Nails?
I'm pretty good at home, boys. I do all the cooking.
All the cooking?
All of it?
Do you? Yeah, I do all the cooking. And then, yeah, obviously the outside stuff, so the mower and whatnot, and help out with all the cleaning. So I feel like I'm pretty good with that sort of
stuff.
Now,
tell me this.
What does your wife do?
Do you do all the cooking?
Not much. can I buy her one of these courses? Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Just joking.
Would she be listening right now?
She would be, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
is she just a shocking cook, is she?
Well, she's not shocking. She can do the basics, Dits, but I'd rather just get in there and do it.
What's your specialty? What do you whip up?
Oh, a bit of everything. I did like a chicken, bacon and pumpkin risotto last night.
Really? How can you be skinny as a rake? Yeah. You need to eat a bit more of it.
Wow. Put the apron on, Nails.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at home.
Yeah. I'd say so. Yep.
Do you cook and then clean? Do you do the dishes after?
Yeah, usually. Yep.
What?
I might marry you.
Make a good wife, Nails. Righto. Sam, how are you at home?
Yeah, it's pretty even with my wife and I. She works.
Even?
Yeah, she works full time and I work full time. But then there's certain things that she won't do. She won't mow the lawn.
Nah.
And she refuses to put the bin out.
No, it's a man's job.
Yeah. She'll say, hey, the bin's full and the recycling needs to go out. And I'll say, okay, well, put it out then.
You wouldn't say that.
So I'm in the production of a training video on how to teach wives how to put the bins out.
It's a man's job.
No, yeah. Come on. Bins can be heavy, though. Really heavy.
And I said, you know, you can do the lawns. I was actually taking the dog for a walk around the corner of my house, and there was a woman with one leg mowing the lawn. And she had her walking stick.
She'd be going in circles.
She had her walking stick, and she was mowing the lawn. And I said, see, Katie, there's a one-legged woman.
Everyone can do it.
One-legged woman.
Tell me this. She was one-legged mowing the lawn. Yeah. She was patting her tummy and rubbing her head at the same time.
Exactly.
There you go.
It was inspirational.
Yeah, she lost her leg with a lawnmower.
It was a whippersnipper accident. Yeah.
Right. Now, Josh, you live at home.
I can't talk.
The 26-year-old who lives with mummy and daddy.
I didn't reckon he could start a lawnmower.
No, I didn't know you have to do all of that stuff. I thought it just gets started.
Jim's mowing.
Right. To any young girl out there, he's such a catch. He does nothing.
couldn't cook, couldn't clean, couldn't mow the lawn, couldn't put the bin. Do you put the bins out at least?
No, I do all of that. I contribute my fair share. I swear. I do my fair share around the house.
Like what?
I put out the bins at like once a month, mate. I cook. I do my washing.
How often do you cook? Don't try and make it.
Does Uber Eats count?
Do you cook for yourself or for the whole family?
I cook for myself, like for my lunches I'll cook, but we normally like for dinner, like family would all just have the same sort of meal, but for lunches I'll cook my own lunches, but.
What do you cook for lunch? Seriously, you don't cook
stir fry.
For lunch?
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
You cook it.
Yeah, it's not hard really, is it?
Does mum do all your washing?
No, I do my own washing.
Do you?
But I can't say for the same for dad. Mum does all his stuff. So I think times have changed probably a little bit.
Did your mum work?
Yeah, well, she doesn't anymore, but yeah, she does all of his stuff.
She was too busy at home. She couldn't go to work.
All right.
Well, it sounds like you blokes actually do contribute. You put in a bit. I'm impressed.
As opposed to you, by the sounds.
And what do you do?
I cook and I clean.
What do you clean?
The dishes.
Do you?
I leave every now and then. Last night.
No, I know you cook.
Did
a lot,
I tell her about it too?
You are in charge of evening meals, aren't you, with all the kids?
No, half and half.
Half and half?
Half and half.
Yeah. All right. Good discussion, boys. Well done. The Metro's on Triple M.
Thanks, boys.
Yep, I do check the text line all the time. Don't tell me Steve Smith's number one in the greatest of all time, the cricketer, doing his singing version. That was a good one. G'day, it's Scott here. I'd be happy to marry Nails if he can cook and do everything around the house. Bugger the metros, get Alice on. Bit more Alice time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
That's from Alice.
That's from Alice.
What is hard for you, Dits, to clean when most of the time he's at the Oak Bank pub?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. A few good ones there. Triple M.
Joe Risciuto on Ruin Dits for breakfast.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Dits.
How you been, all right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, now tell me, it's basketball season. How's the team been going?
Oh, we've won every game.
You've won every game?
All two.
Yeah.
Two games.
All two and... We're in Division 1 and we're on the top of the ladder.
Oh, good on you.
We've been put up to Division 1 after right. the two games.
Oh, okay.
So we could...
All right, so you might run into some better teams. Now, what position do you play, Joe?
We play all round.
Oh, everywhere. You get a shot at everything, do you? And I think...
No.
You don't have positions in basketball.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you're the coach. Yeah. You don't know that there are positions in basketball.
No, you just have five out in the court and run around and put pressure on.
All right. How many jokes today, Joe?
Three.
Three?
Three?
I don't think we've ever had three before. This is a bit.
You're getting a bit carried away
with
yourself.
Okay, give us your first joke, please, Joe.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
Sorry?
Yeah, it's Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween.
Saturday night's Halloween, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm doing jokes about Halloween.
Oh, right. Okay. Righto. Okay. Away you go.
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
Into the bar, did you say?
Yeah.
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
Why?
All the booze.
All, right. All the booze, yeah.
Right. Right. What's your second one?
Good start.
What part of the street do vampires live on?
Ooh. What part of the street do vampires live on? What part?
The dead end.
The dead end of the street, yeah, good one. All good right, one.
Two from two, all very right. good.
Which monster is the best dancer?
I think I know this one, but anyway, what is it?
The boogie
monster. That's right. Good on you, Joe.
Good on you, Joe. What's happening at school today? All right, mate. Have a good day.
Well done, Joe.
All right.
Good luck at basketball this week in Division 1.
Mm.
Okay, kids, ring now. 133353.
Cooper. G'day, Coops.
Hello.
Where do you go to school?
St. Pius.
St. Pius.
Where's that, mate?
In the garden.
Oh, okay. That's a good school.
How old are you, Cooper?
11.
Okay, so does that mean year four?
Year six.
Year six? Okay. Gee, I'm out of touch, aren't I? What's your teacher's name?
Miss Jenkins.
Miss Jenkins.
She's good.
She's a ripper.
She's
nice. We like Miss Jenkins. All right, Cooper, what's your joke today?
Where do frogs keep their money?
Where do frogs keep
in their pocket?
Money? Yeah, probably in their wallet. I don't know. Where do they keep it?
The riverbank.
Hey! We haven't had that one for a while.
He was one step ahead of us. Well done, Cooper. Let's go to O'Halloran Hill.
G'day, Ava.
Hello.
Hang on, Ava.
Hang on, darling.
Ava, how old are you?
Four.
You're the youngest one we've ever had. Now, do you go to... Are you at school yet?
School.
Are you at school yet?
No way. No, no way.
Okay.
Are you at kindy?
No.
Do you go to creche?
No, I'm at an attic.
What? Bro, you're asking silly questions.
Am I?
Yeah.
Do you just stay with mummy all day?
Hang on, they'll ask you the joke and then you can say it.
Do you stay with mummy all day, Ava?
All day, every day, Roo. I've got two of them, twins, but Ava's the one that's came up with this ripper of a joke.
Right.
Are you ready?
Okay, we're ready right. now. Right,
joke time, Ava.
Ava, what's your joke?
Why did the banana go on the bus?
Why did the banana go on the bus?
Why?
Because he wanted to go into the city.
He wanted to go to the city. Yay!
Well, we got there eventually.
Oh, good stuff, Ava.
All right. Now, what's mum's name?
Lisa.
All right, yeah, Lisa,
good luck,
Lisa. You've got a ripper there.
Don't I know it? They're my karma, and I know that.
Good on you, Lisa.
Now, how old's your other one?
That's Zoe. She said that she would have said potato.
Right. And how old's Zoe?
How old are you, Zoe?
Four.
Oh, you're twins.
Oh,
Lisa, twins are usually the same age, Dits.
Yeah. Ava, what does twins mean?
We look the same, but we don't act the same.
Right, okay.
You are the same, but you don't act the same.
Ava can have her own show, I think.
Lisa, when you go down to AFL Max, you can just let them play. You can go and have a wine or a coffee or whatever you want to do at the bar,
God,
okay?
Oh, my God, that sounds like heaven.
Yeah, let them play and you can have a rest.
Pick them up a week later, all right?
I love it.
All right, great
good
stuff.
On you. Well done. See you, Ava.
Say bye, Dits.
And see you, Zoe.
Say bye-bye.
Nah, she's not playing the
game. Okay.
See you. Yeah, good on you, Ava. All right, have a great day, everyone. A couple of family passes to AFL Max, a great place for a party to learn to play, to train indoors at aflmax.com.au.
Oh, unbelievable.
Dez's minibus and taxi hire can take you to your destination. 133377 or dez'sminibus.com.au.
Triple M. Ruined Dits for breakfast.
One, two, three.
I hope you like the worst of all time.
$700 today, Roo, all thanks to Dez's minibuses and cabs. Shall we have a quick listen?
Absolutely. It's pretty tricky, this one, I must admit. We butchered it a little bit. We played with things a little bit, so just think
outside the square. Put it this way, we've put our slant on a song, haven't
we? Well, it was too easy beforehand. Yeah. 1-3-3-5-3, 700 bucks up for grabs, if you can guess the song.
Tragedy, our band. This is jackpotted to $700. I told you about a week ago as well, we've got our first gig. We're going to record our first jingle for a Triple M client. Can you believe that?
They must be desperate.
McGain Real Estate have organised something, so there you go.
Yep, beautiful stuff. Let's go to Glenelg. G'day, Si.
How you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Do you want to hear the song?
No, that's all right. I'll have a quick guess.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones.
Sorry, Si.
Must be one of those songs that, you know, a few people have guessed it, haven't they?
This is the new Piano Man.
That's right.
We had people guessing that every day for a while.
The new Green Day. Let's go to Woodcroft. G'day, Craig.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Craig. What do you think it is?
Is it One by U2?
We're one, but we're not the same.
I always wanted to be Bono. I respect and admire him so much.
Guess here, Craig, on the Auto Masters text line from Bronwyn said, is it Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You? I haven't had that one. Is it Killing Me Softly? Because you're definitely killing me with this song. That's from Nico at Brompton. Let's go to Gawler South. G'day, Mick.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Mick.
Good, Mick. What do you think?
Is it Zombie from the Cranberries?
For $700.
Bam! Sorry, Mick. $800 tomorrow. $800.
What does that make it? $900 Friday and $1,000 next Monday.
Off tomorrow. Might go off tomorrow. Yep, all thanks to Dez's.
Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
We talked about the fact yesterday, Roo, that you've got your new forward coach at the Adelaide Football Club, James Riley, who's come from Geelong. Yesterday, he did a press conference talking about his approach to the forward line.
I'm pretty strong in how I think the game should be played, but I'm really big on players bringing the best out of themselves. So I'll be looking at what type of players they are and try and just bring the best out of them. And everyone's different, so that's probably what I love about the game, the complexities of working out and improving individuals, but the simplicity of bringing that into the team.
He sounds too smart to be involved in football.
He is actually pretty smart.
Sounds very intelligent. Adelaide, your mob, Roo, will look to do a trade for Jackson Hatley. Now, you obviously rate him pretty highly, the boy from GWS.
He's a good kid for sure, so that'll get done in trade period.
Yep, all right. You're asking the SNFL for a cut in your annual licence fee. What's this all about?
Well, we pay $400,000 a year to be part of it. Last year, we paid part of it and didn't even play in it. So I think they're just trying to work out a deal that's a bit better for both sides.
Yeah. All right. Terrific. Roo, yesterday, Tom Jonas, Port Adelaide captain, was on the Rush Hour. It was a real good interview with the boys. And he talked about, this is his, just him reflecting on the season.
I think
probably a pass, but you're still not satisfied, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
We had a good year. We've set a strong base moving forward, but, you know, we felt like we should have at least been in the big dance, if not gone all the way, based on, you know, what we've done throughout the year. So there'll be plenty of hunger come 2021.
Good. Hunger's a good word. He also talked about the fact that Fremantle's Jesse Hogan has been linked to Port Adelaide.
Oh, certainly wouldn't say no. Someone is his talent. We got plenty sniffing around, played a lot of footy this year, and are only getting better with the more games they play. So, Georgiades, Marshall, big footy, all deserve to get first crack at it.
Would you go for Jesse Hogan?
No. I think we've seen enough, haven't we, at Melbourne and at Fremantle to suggest that it's a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
What, for Port?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got Marshall and Georgiades and plenty of good kids.
Mm. Would you go for him, would you? If you didn't have those kids?
I didn't say that.
Oh. Thought that's what you're alluding to.
No, I didn't say that. Mm. I think you've got plenty of talent there in there, Dits.
All right, good news yesterday. Jared Leanett, who's one of my favourites, he signed on for another year, has Boyd Woodcock.
Yeah, there's a bit of, you know, he would have been on the fence, but he's a good player, Jared. He'd be playing in most other sides.
Yep. Alir, joining Port Adelaide won't be that easy, as it turns out. The Swans are going to play hardball. They want one of our ruckmen. In fact, they want Peter Laddams. So that won't be easy.
They might buckle and do the Hayes deal later on.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the other ruckman. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
That's what Porter offering up.
Yeah. All right. How's this? Gary Ablett.
Reportedly.
It turns out Gary Ablett played with a broken shoulder throughout the grand final after he hurt it early in the game.
Yep.
That's a bit, not a bit. That is courageous. No doubt about that. Jeff Kennett to remain Hawthorn president until at least 2023. He was elected again last night.
I like Jeff.
Yeah, he certainly shakes the joint up, doesn't he? Shakes the ground a bit.
Super experienced too. Like, and they don't grow on trees. People that are prepared to run your club and do it for nothing.
Yeah. And what about Jess Stenson? I heard her talking on the news last night. This is, if you remember the name Jess Trengove, obviously, now married, Jess Stenson. And she is trying to qualify for the Olympics next year. Let's have a listen to her first.
The issue is the international racing at the moment. It's limited, and we're just trying to, I guess, wait and see what unfolds over the coming 6 months in terms of what marathon opportunities there may be overseas. I need to do that prior to May the 31st of next year if I'd like to try and make the team. We'll be just looking at one race to target, one marathon race.
She'll be right. She is so determined. Yep. Can I just give you a quick stat, though? She said last night that last time around she had to run 2 hours 32 to qualify for the Olympics.
Yep.
It's now come down, I think she said 2:25.
What?
You've got to run 7 minutes quicker to qualify this time around.
Oh, everyone's got faster. Well, I don't know. COVID,
that's a hell of a difference, isn't it?
That's a massive difference.
She might have said 2:26, but it was one of the two, 25 or 26. But anyway, big difference.
Yep, sure amazing. Is.
Ruined Dits are done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big. The Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery is giving away 2 grand prize homes. Visit homelottery.com.au.